Rilchaim Oizem Mishkovsky.
Ready? There's once a year the Schnorrer, and every day he'll go and buy his lottery ticket. That's where the plan also was. He went, he bought a lottery ticket. He put on tefillin every day, he bought his lottery ticket every day. One day his wife's at home and she receives a phone call. Says, "Hello, is this family so-and-so?" "Yes." "Your husband's won the lottery, £263 million. "His won?" She calls up the Rav, she says, "I've got a serious situation. My husband, Chaim Yankel, has won the lottery. If I tell him, he's going to have a heart attack, he'll die on the spot. I'm worried he's not going to survive such news." She says, "Don't worry, send your husband round to me, I'll take care of it." She calls her husband, "Chaim Yankel, the Rav wants to see you before you come home." Chaim Yankel goes running to the Rav, and the Rav says, "No, Rebbe, what?" He says, "The Rebbe, what do you want from me? What can I do?" He says, "Stop, I just want to know, how's Parnassa going? Your work, how's it going? How's life?" He says, "Rebbe, Parnassa, I'm not Schnorrer. I'm not Parnassa. Something I do." He said, "No, you have to episode Stadler, so Yid has to do something for his Parnassa." He said, "Yeah, Rebbe, I buy a lottery ticket every day, but you know it's a Litzonus. I'm not winning, I'm never going to win. Stop, I buy it." He says, "So me yush, you know, can you poly me Hashem Dova, Hashem can do it, Hashem can create that you'll win the lottery? So sure you're not going to win?" He said, "Rebbe, I'm not winning the lottery. Haim Shayid like me is not winning £200 million. It's not happening. I buy it, l'shem yichud, but I'm not winning it." So the Rav says, "What else if I tell you that today you won the lottery?" He said, "The Rebbe, if I won the lottery, I'll give you half." The Rav faints on the spot. Standing here, I've got a different perspective than when I see the tearaway signs every week. I've had a little glimpse of the amount of work and effort that goes into the smooth running of this program. And I'd like to thank Reb Menachem David and the other organizers for giving me this opportunity. There's a fascinating medrash about Shvi Shal Pesach. The medrash says, the pasuk v'leirar l'chos oir shivas yomim. And the medrash then continues and says that the days are correlating to the 7 days from Yitzias and Tzrayim, like we understand, till Kriyas Yamsuf, which happened tomorrow, 7 days later. But the Medrash finishes off with something which is peculiar. The Medrash says, "Kashem shemitchila him shivas yimei bereishis." Just like originally, these days are corresponding also to the 7 days of yimei bereishis. And the Svas Emos and the Shemishmu, when they both elaborate on this Mishnah, on this Medrash, they point out that it comes out, if so, that the 7 days of Shishni Bereshis are connected. The Pesach, the Shvisha Pesach, is corresponding to Shabbos Kodesh. There's a Bechina of Shabbos Kodesh and Shvisha Pesach. And this idea is maybe more explicit in Yishami and Shabbos, for example, Alocha Beis, Toni Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai taught the Pesach in Re'ei regarding Shvisha Pesach, Sheishes Yomim Teichu Matzus, Ekseh Shvi Matzus, Yom HaShvi, Atzeres Hashem Lekecha. It's going to be a gathering with Klal Yisrael and Hashem alone. Lisasa Kol Melacha. It's also the Issa Melacha of Shvi Shal Pesach. Says the Yisham that the Torah writes the word Melacha 39 times. It's 39 Melachas, 39 creative work, which is also for a person to do on Shabbos. And the Torah writes the word Melacha corresponding to 39 times in the Torah. And the final time, the 39th and last time it says the word Melacha in the Torah is in this pasuk of Yom Atzeres Hashem Lekecha Lisasa Kol Melacha. We're talking about Shvi Shal Pesach. So Shvi Shal Pesach culminates and finishes off the Lamates Melachas of Shvisa by Shabbos. There's a deep connection, there's a deep relationship which I'd like to explore with you this morning a little bit, the time which we've got together, this idea of Shvi Shal Pesach and Shabbos Kodesh. Klal Yisrael was standing on the other side of the Yam Suf. They had just experienced and witnessed the greatest event, miracle at Klal Yisrael, the history of mankind. And Moshe Rabbeinu leading Klal Yisrael, they sing a Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe. And Rashi straight away points out, why is it Oz Yoshe? It should say Oz Sar Moshe. It's a Loshen Asir, that's a future tense. Oz Yosher, then Moshe will, as if in the future sometime, sing. But the Torah proceeds to tell us exactly what happened. At that moment, Klal Yisrael together Moshe Rabbeinu sung. Says Rashi, that the Torah is talking about the second before Moshe Rabbeinu decided to sing. Because Shara Hanei, says Rashi, Olo Beliboy Sheyosher Shira. When they saw the Nes of Kriyas Yam Sof, it entered their hearts to express themselves in praise to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ask the Maharal and Gur Aryeh, any event and any action which the Torah tells us could be written by Loshen Asid if you talk about it a second before it happened. Everything can be spoken about in Loshen Asid, just talk about it the second before the thing happens. Why over here is it significant that the Torah tells us by Shira, talks about it in Loshen Asid, then explains it the second before the event happened? Says the Maharal, because the Torah is telling us that Shira is different to any other action. A normal action is a result of a cognitive process that a person goes through and decides to do something. And that as a result of that, the action, he performs the action. Whereas Shira is an expression of the heart. Song is the language of the heart, he says. Says the Maharal, that Shira is something which is automatic. A heart, a lev in a certain state, speaks, expresses itself in Shira. It's not something that somebody thinks about. What sort of heart? What expresses itself in Shira? So for this, the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael lets us in. And he says, Ha'odom kasheu b'shlemes ha'gomur oz nois in Shira. A person who is Odom Asholim, somebody who is perfect, who is complete, such a person's leiv expresses itself as nois in Shira. It just springs forth and it gives off praise to Ribbono Shel Olam Shira. We have to understand, Klal Yisrael on the other side, after experiencing Kriyas Yam Suf, but in the Darg of Shlemus, this Darg of Shlemus Adon that we all aspire to, we dream of one day achieving, where our whole life is about trying to get to this Darg of Shlemus Adon Asholim. And Klal Yisrael were on that Darg, as we heard before, that it was Matana. We're going to elaborate a little bit on that. Klal Yisrael had just said moments before Kriyas Yam Suf to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamibli in Kvorim b'Mitzrayim, Lokachtonu Lomus b'Midbar. But there are no graves in Mitzrayim, we have to take us out to the desert to bury us all here. Klal Yisrael have experienced Aseres Makos. You see us in Mitzrayim, they're so ungrateful, they're already moaning and groaning to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, a minute later, Shirod have this Shlemus Adam, as the Maharal explains. So, Reb Tzodik in Pritzadik, and it brings a Zoya HaKadosh. And the Pasuk Hashem, Yilochim Lochem, V'atim Tacharishon, says the Zoya. Out to Sarun Midi. You clearly saw, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't need you to get involved here at all. Because you're going to experience, what you're going to see is going to be an awakening from above. It's going to be an arousing from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to do it. It's going to be a present. It's not a result of your actions, of your mitzvahs. It's going to be given to you. It's going to be a daraga level given to you on a silver platter. What was this level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael as a present? So there's a beautiful Chacham Shleima. Chacham Shleima on his Perush on HaTorah says in the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma Titzak Kelai. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, why are you davening to me? And we read that Pasuk and we think, Ma Titzak Kelai. Every Chidda Yingle knows that you're going to be sorry, you take out your tilim and you daven, mevaint. Klal Yisrael was surrounded by all four sides. They're davening, they took out their tilim, they're davening. And Hashem says, Ma Titzak Kelai, why are you davening to me? What sort of question is that? Says the Chacham Shleima, Apir Yalkut Shemoini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's asking Klal Yisrael, he's saying, Matitza Keilai, why are you screaming to me? If I want to talk to somebody on the other side of the hall, I scream to him so he can hear me. If somebody's nearby, I can just whisper. Hey. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Klal Yisrael, you've got it wrong. You think I'm far away from you. You're screaming to me. Matitza Keilai, why are you screaming to me? I'm so close, you can just whisper. And the Yalkut says, that's why he says, Shemoini Esther Belacha, so the whisper, to show us how close we are to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we just whisper to him and he hears us. And this love, this Ahava the Ribbono Shel Olam has of Klal Yisrael is the level that he gave Klal Yisrael b'Shas Kriyas Yam Suf, as we heard, Rosh Shivcha Layon Mash Loiroi Chesku and Buzi. And I'll tell you the truth, I was preparing for this shir, and I was learning through this Maariv Mekomos, I couldn't help but feel pangs of jealousy, wishing that if only I could have been there at Kriyas Yam Suf, maybe I'm not Shivcha, but at least I would have still been Zeicha to darga, this matana toivah the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us of Shleimus Adam, to experience it, taste it for a second. And then I found the Maharal. The Maharal is on a pasuk in Bereishis, the first Shabbos Bereishis, by Yechul HaShemayim Baruch V'chol Tzvom, says the pasuk, V'yichal Aleikim B'yoyim HaShvi. And Rashi, as we would expect, points out, B'yoyim HaShvi, Hashem didn't finish off his work on the seventh day, he finished on the sixth day, and he rested B'yoyim HaShvi. Why does the pasuk say, V'yichal Aleikim B'yoyim HaShvi? Says Rashi, very technically goes into that, Boss of a dom shalayadayit of a regov, a mere mortal, he's not so precise. So he has to be moisif mechel lakaydash. But Akash Baruch Hu is completely and absolutely precise. He can just finish the last millisecond of Friday, stop, and then rest on Shabbos. But an onlooker, it looks like the Rebbeinu Shalom worked even on Yom HaShvi, on the seventh day. It looks like he went to the seventh day because he was working right up until the last second of the sixth day. So Maharal and Gurari asks again, you understand? The Torah wrote something which is seemingly untrue to teach us that Rebbeinu Shlom's got this precision that we don't have. I mean, is that really so important for us to know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is precise. We're not precise. So right, but Yom HaShvi, when it was really Yom HaShishi when he finished? Says Maharal, yes, because the Torah is telling us that if we'd only write V'yichal Aleikim by Yom HaShishi, one would think that Rebbeinu Shlom finished his work, Shemayim Ba'aretz, the whole universe was done, by Chatzos and Erev Shabbos. And Hashem was Kviyachol sitting around twiddling his thumbs waiting for Shabbos Kodesh to come in. The Torah is telling us, no, the Rebbeinu Shlom was busy working right up until the last second on Friday. Don't think that Shabbos Kodesh, the Menucha, the Kedusha, the Barucha of Shabbos is for that person who has nothing to do when Shabbos comes in. But maybe Shabbos even primarily for that person who still has a million and one things on his head that have to still get done when Shabbos comes in. Also for that person, the Menucha of Shabbos is for him. And that's what V'yichal Aleikim B'yoyim HaShvi is teaching us. At 6 days we run around pretending that the world needs us. We're busy improving our bank accounts, our situation and ourselves. But then it comes 25 hours, we stop, Shabbos Kodesh. And we enter into a time which is a time of Shlemus, a time of serenity, and a time of harmony which is Shiro. It's a time when everything's done. If we think it's not done, it is done, because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants it to be exactly like that right now. And that means that it's done in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shlom and in Metzias, in the truth. Shabbos is about going from the realm of becoming to the realm of being. On Shabbos, it's the here and it's the now. And we have to think, like Chazal tell us, Ki'ilu melachtecha asuya, as if all your work has been done. And feel that. And Shabbos lets us feel that. Us, with our imperfections, our chesoinus and our nisyonus. But that's how Rebbeinu Shlom wants me, my family, and my world to be at this moment. And that's beautiful. That's perfect. That's exactly how it should be. It shouldn't be any other way, and nothing needs improvement. And that's the present. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. It's Matana Toiva Sheyeshi Beis Kenazai V'Shabbos Shema. As the Gedal Yeshua tells us, that Pshat is not the Rebbeinu Shlom took it out of his Beis Kenazai and gave it to us. It's that Kadosh Baruch Hu invited us all in. His Beis Kenazai. He said, Klal Yisrael, come into my palace, every single one of you, at 25 hours, and Dreid Zecharum, my palace, and in the Rebbeinu Shleilam's palace, in the treasury of the Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing needs improvement. Nothing's out of order. Everything's perfect and everything's right. And I want to finish with a vort from the Abderov. He says, we say Shabbos morning, V'yoyim HaShvi M'shabeach V'oyim Me'mizmu Yishe L'yoyim HaShabbos. So Abderov says that V'yoyim HaShvi M'shabeach V'oyim, we don't find that any other Mizmorim which we say during the Shish HaYoyim, that the day itself is saying anything. It's the Shish HaYoyim of each day. The Yoyim HaShvi is already M'shabeach V'oyim. The day itself, Shabbos itself, says Mizmu Yishe L'yoyim HaShabbos. Says the Abderov that V'yoyim HaShvi M'shabeach V'oyim, the day Shabbos itself, this Matana Toiva, gives Klal Yisrael the ability. It gives us the koyach to sing Mizmor Yishei L'yoyim HaShabbos. How is a Yid who has so much still to do, so much to get done, he's not on the darga maybe that he wants to be, and he's got so many other things troubling, so many other things on his head that still need to be done, and he had to stop. Shabbos Kodesh came in, whether it was 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, he had to stop, and Shabbos Kodesh, the Menucha of Shabbos. And how is he able to sing Mizmor Yishei L'yoyim HaShabbos? How do you have that leave? That heart which the Maharal spoke about, the Maharal told us that is Shlimus HaOdom, which expresses itself in Shira. Says the Abderav that Shabbos, the Matan of Shabbos, gives it to us. It's because Yom HaShvi Meshabeach Va'Oimeh. The day itself, the Yom HaShvi itself is Meshabeach Va'Oimeh. And therefore we're just joining in that Shira of Shabbos itself. The Shira of the world, we're joining in together when we say, Mizmeh Sheli Yom HaShabbos. Shabbos Kodesh gives the Yid, every single Yid, the ability to revisit Kriyas Yamsuf, to revisit that level of Shleimus that we achieved of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Ro, Shivcha, Layom, Ashle, Ro, Yechesku, and Buzi. Shabbos gives that ability for every Yid to revisit Kriyas Yamsuf and Shvi Shal Pesach, which we're about to enter. Thank you all for coming.